Tunisians appear to have little appetite for parliamentary election. Fewer than 10% showed up to vote, the lowest turnout since democracy was established 11 years ago. It's a major setback for President Kais Saied, who had hoped for strong support in favor of reforms he introduced in 2021. The new parliament will have less say. The government will be appointed by the president, who has consolidated his own powers in the last 2 years. As soon as polling stations opened, it was obvious people had stayed away. Gone were the long queues waiting for their turn to vote.
I have hope things will improve and that the new parliament will serve our interests, not the MPs' personal ambitions.
This election was seen as another step in a roadmap President Saied introduced when he suspended parliament, sacked the government, and introduced major political changes more than a year ago. The National Salvation Front, a coalition of opposition parties, boycotted the election. Despite the low turnout, a defiant President Saied defended the election as a crucial step to build a lasting democracy.
This is your historic moment. Don't miss the opportunity. Vote so you can get back your legitimate rights for justice and freedom.
An oasis of democracy in a region beset by instability and violence, Tunisia had been run by a coalition led by the conservative Ennahda party. But oftentimes, consensus didn't work. Major reforms were delayed, progress slowed, and people's frustrations got worse. Last year, Kais Saied stepped in, expanding his powers and limiting the role of the country's independent judiciary. Opponents accused him of carrying out a coup.
The Arab Spring began here in Tunisia, galvanizing millions across the region to call for political freedom and economic reforms. But 12 years later, Tunisia looks different, its political landscape changed by President Kais Saied, who insists dissolving the parliament and changing the constitution were necessary measures to prevent a descent into civil war. But his opponents say the country is sliding into authoritarian rule. Hashem Arbara, Al Jazeera, Tunis.